Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program, coming to you from Indiana once again. And we're having some interesting weather around here. Very, very cold. Very, very cold in this part of the country. And so people are not used to it being as cold as it is. It's about 36 degrees today here. And so that's this time of year up in Idaho, that's not very bad, especially in the area we're in. But anyway, it's unusual down here. And so we're getting along just fine. Angie and I, we went to her treatment today and did a little Christmas shopping. My goodness gracious, I forget what it's like to be in a big city. And actually, Evansville is not a big city, but next to where we're at, up in the beautiful Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, it's where up there, if you have three cars or four cars on the highway together, it's a traffic jam. And down here, it's car to car a few days before Christmas, and the shoppers are certainly out. So all of you out there, be very careful, would you? Be very careful. And along that line, I want to tell you, as an old cop here, I want to share with you something about the new carjacking out there. There's a new system to carjack your car, and some of you may not even know what I'm talking about. Well, carjacking in Phoenix, when I was a cop there, took place like this. You'd come out to the grocery store with your hands full and you'd open your car door and some guy would knock you in the head or put a gun to your head or a knife to you and tell you to back off, take your keys and drive off with your car. And then there's a situation on the highway when you're on the street, a couple cars of bad guys will stop, one in front of you and one behind you. And they'll make a commotion in the car in front of you as you're stopped at a traffic light, and the bad guys in the car behind you will sneak up on you and open your door and point a gun at you and get you to get out, and they'll take off with your car. But there's a new way of carjacking out there, very, very simple, that I want to warn you about, and especially when you're out shopping. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Sorry, folks, I can't help doing my cop thing, you know, after being a cop for so many years. I got to think about people's safety all the time, and I seem to do that even in my retirement. But this is important. If you're out shopping, I want you to pay particular interest to this, attention to it, that this may happen to you. It's so simple, all right, especially if you're in the areas where criminals roam the streets and the government has a difficult time putting them in jail, because when they go to jail, the judge gives them a sentence that they're out in a few months and they're back out in the street. Like Phoenix, Arizona, for example, where I was a cop. And here's the way this comes down. And we want to thank Lieutenant Tony Bartolome, Bureau of Investigations, Florida Highway Patrol, for putting this out. It's a timely article, timely information. New way to carjack, not a joke. Please keep this circulating, he says. You walk across the parking lot, unlock your car, and get inside. When you start the engine and shift into reverse, and you look into the rear view mirror to back out of your parking space, you notice a piece of paper stuck in the middle of your rear window. Now, looking at this as perhaps a hazard, you shift into park, unlock your doors, and jump out of your car to remove the piece of paper or whatever it is that is obstructing your view. when you reach the back of your car, that is when the carjackers appear out of nowhere, jump into your car, and take off. Your engine was running, and they practically mow you down as they speed off in your car. And guess what, ladies? I'll bet your purse is still in the car on the front seat. Beware of this new scheme that is now being used. Just drive away if you see a piece of paper or something on your back window, and get it later. All right, just drive away. Don't worry about it. You can look around a piece of paper, folks. Take your time and back out, but lock your doors. If you see a piece of paper on your back window or something blocking your view there, just lock your doors and back up and leave. Get out of the area, and then when you're in a safe place, you can get out and take this off your back window if it hasn't blown off already. But Lieutenant Tony Bartolome says a purse contains, if you got your purse in the car, ladies, a purse contains all of your identification, and you certainly don't want someone to get your home address. They already have your keys if they pull this on you. Okay, they got your car and your keys, and if your purse is in there, now they have your home address, and they can go over there immediately and burglarize you and carry off whatever is there. And when you do get home, after filing a police report, you might find out you've had a visitor, and that's probably going to be the case. Okay, so we want to thank Lieutenant Tony Bartolome, it is, from the Florida Highway Patrol Bureau of Investigations for that. Tis true, folks, tis true. Christmas time is the time to be very, very cautious when you come out to your car, daytime and especially nighttime in those shopping center parking lots. I worked the shopping center parking lots as a cop in Phoenix, Arizona, and caught a lot of bad guys cruising the parking lots, looking for vehicles that have packages in them so they don't have to buy anything for their whoever they're going to get Christmas gifts for. And they'll see if cars are unlocked, and if there's something really juicy laying in the car. We always threw a blanket over ours. Not a bad idea to get a blanket and keep it in the car during your shopping and just put it over the shopping packages, folks, day or night, so that the bad guys looking in, they see something in there, but they can't read what it is, so they can't choose what they want to steal. If you don't cover them up, then, of course, they can look in and see a TV or stereo or whatever, my microwave oven or whatever you might have in there, and they know they can sell that for quick cash, or it'll make a nice gift for their girlfriend. And so you're going to lose those things. But also, it's very, very dangerous. Because during the shopping season, there's a lot of people in the shopping parking lots, and people can have things done to them, and people, amazingly, they don't see it. They don't see it because there's so much activity in the shopping center parking lots. So be very careful, and of course, you remember, you should have learned this years and years ago, before you get in your car after you unlock the door, you look in the back seat and see if anybody's hiding in there. Okay, if it's a van like mine, that little van Angie and I traded our wonderful big truck for, you look in there before you get in. Don't get in and then be surprised somebody laying down behind one of the seats and puts a knife to your throat or a gun and makes you drive off with them, okay? So just a caution from the old cop, all right? And thank you, Lieutenant Tony Bartolome, Florida Highway Patrol, once again. All right, folks, tonight I'd like to open the phone lines up. We don't get to do open phones too much on this program, but I'd like to do it tonight. It's the Christmas season, a lot of things going on, a lot of things on people's minds, the economy, and you name it, the president violating the law and going to get away with it. I mean, it's amazing. You know, he violates federal law, and all the talking heads are out there protecting him, saying, oh, he really did, and he has the power to violate the law. And it's amazing, but there's a lot of things going on, folks. So this is a good night for open phones, all right? So if you'd like to call in on 800-313-9646. 800-313-9443, and you can talk about anything you'd like to talk about. That's okay with me. Now, I want to share with you a information here from Reverend Patrick Mahoney, director of the Christian Defense Coalition in Washington, D.C. All right, he's got a good article here on the Patriot Act and on terrorism, and it makes a lot of sense according to our cops and soldiers at our two police and military associations. Here it is. He says, this is December 16th, he put this out. Reverend Patrick Mahoney says, groups say that the Patriot Act was created as an atmosphere for civil liberties and free speech to be chilled and crushed in the pursuit of national security, and that the second victim of 9/11 has been the First Amendment. Christian Defense Coalition Director, this man, Reverend Patrick Mahoney, says in many cases national security, and he has that in quotation marks, has become more important than protecting the First Amendment and civil liberties. Coalition especially concerned about the Patriot Act defining terrorism as, and here's the definition of terrorism in the Patriot Act, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion. Absolutely incredibly broad, folks, and that's what he says here. He says those definitions are so broad, it is an open invitation for the government to harass and attack any groups who use public demonstrations or peaceful civil disobedience to influence government policy, or to try to influence government policy. Folks, as broad as that definition of terrorism is, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation or coercion, when we talk about using the First Amendment on talkback radio, like we're having here tonight, talk radio, and we ask you to call your Congress and elected things there, your senators, and that is a form of intimidation. It certainly is, as hundreds and hundreds of people call and send email to your representatives. That is a form of influencing the policy of a government by intimidation, or some might even say coercion, okay? So anyway, the Christian Defense Coalition says the improper use of the federal RICO laws against nonviolent pro-life activists as a clear example. This is a clear example of how the Patriot Act could be used against a broad spectrum of political and social activist groups, with the broad definition of terrorism being what I've just read you, to try to influence the policy of government. Okay, Reverend Patrick J. Mahoney, director of the Christian Defense Coalition, comments, here's what he says. It is our hope that the Senate will block passage of the renewal of the Patriot Act and craft legislation that will be more carefully protect and safeguard civil liberties in the First Amendment. Sadly, with the passage of the Patriot Act, a climate and culture has been created in which the national security, which national security has become more important than protecting civil liberties. The result has been the First Amendment has become the second victim of 9/11 and the rights of peaceful demonstrators trampled. For example, in the name of national security, I was arrested myself on a public sidewalk at Salt Lake Olympics, for holding a sign which said, God bless America. And for the sake of the national security, I was arrested on Washington, D.C. public sidewalks for holding a sign of the Ten Commandments in front of St. Matthew's Cathedral during the annual Red Mask. Or Mass, I'm sorry, M-A-S-S. Well, you see where we're going here in this country, folks. It is time, in time indeed, to contact our elected things and let them know how we feel about trading our inalienable God-given rights for national security or some form, alleged form of protection. Okay, we'll be right back with more of the program right after this break.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Well, a lot of good things are happening during the holiday season, too, folks. You know all the Grinches out there trying to steal Christmas. Well, here's a lady who owns a McDonald hamburger place that is fighting back, praise God. Here's what it says. Raleigh, North Carolina, everyone celebrating religion and holidays in their own individual way, but currently there are questions about whether the two should be more connected. One of the largest places involved in the controversy, latest places involved in the controversy is McDonald's restaurant in Raleigh. The sign at McDonald's on the corner of Falls and Neues, Neuse, that is, and Spring Forest Road reads as follows: Merry Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. It's a holiday message that Amanda Alpert thinks comes on a little too strong. She's one of the ladies that evidently saw the sign and didn't like it, this Amanda Alpert. She says, it offends me because it specifically talks about Jesus. Merry Christmas. It doesn't give credit to anyone else, Alpert said. Isn't that funny, folks? Jesus is the reason for Christmas, and she wants somebody else to get the credit. That just makes me laugh. It offends me because it's specifically talking about Jesus, Merry Christmas here at Christmas time, and it doesn't give credit to anyone else. That's funny. Albert called the McDonald's corporate office. By the way, she's a little Jewish woman, okay? That's what the note says up here from reportersnotebook.com, that she's a little local Jewish lady there. So she doesn't like Jesus at all, doesn't believe in him. So she called the McDonald's corporate office in Atlanta and requested that the sign be changed to the politically correct Happy Holidays. The response was, the owner has a right to do what she wants with the sign. Alpert, the little Jewish woman, says, I care because I'm Jewish, and the reason for the season is upsetting to me. None of the drivers through the drive-thru that they spoke to, that this there's evidently a radio station there, WRAL radio station, caught news of this and went down, spoke to the drivers driving through the drive-thru, and they say none of the drivers WRAL spoke to were offended by the sign. I've always known it to be Merry Christmas, and it is Jesus's birthday, said Tom David of Smithfield. It's a debate that struck a chord nationally and locally. The White House Christmas card surprised some of with its happy holiday season's message. Didn't mention anything about Jesus or Christmas. A proposed nativity scene in Raleigh recently drew a crowd at council chambers. McDonald's managers say the sign has been very, very good for business. They say church groups have stopped by to eat, and some people who usually don't eat food from McDonald's have stopped by because of the sign. The store's owner did not return WRAL's calls for an interview. So praise the Lord, folks. People are fighting back. Doggone it, that's wonderful. McDonald's, by the way, can be owned by private owners, and most of them, I understand, are. So evidently this little lady that owns it is going to stand tough. And so she says, what's the sign say here? Merry Christmas, and Jesus is the reason for the season. And so I guess that little Jewish woman is going to have to tolerate that sign and just not eat any more burgers there, because she's upset because Jesus is the reason for the season. Praise the Lord. People are beginning to stand up, folks. I love it. I love it. That's what's going to do it. We have to impress the Lord, who we've allowed to be thrown out of this nation. And the last vestiges of God and Christ are being thrown out. The Ten Commandments are being thrown out. In God We Trust is being thrown out. God Bless America is being thrown out. And all the corporate churches, the government churches, government-licensed churches, and the government ministers are sitting back keeping their mouth shut because they don't want to talk about it, because they'll lose their 501c3 that they should have never got involved in the first place. There are men who have gone to their death in the early foundings of this country, folks, and even before that, as it was required for churches to be registered in America, and there's preachers, when that started, that went to their death saying, I will not register my church with the government. And they were flogged to death. You might remember some of the stories. And so, praise the Lord, we're starting to see people stand up again. Even some of the churches now, praise the Lord, some of the churches are getting rid of their state charters, saying goodbye to government control, getting rid of their 501c3 IRS tax-exempt status. By the way, churches have always been tax-exempt anyway, folks, always been. So that's a lie that you can't be tax-exempt if you don't have a 501c3 from the federal IRS. So when we get back, we're going to talk about Tennessee, the Tennessee legislature banning mercury from vaccinations. It can't get any better than this, folks. We'll be back, and we'll talk about more people beginning to stand up and speak out about tyranny and other atrocities in this great nation. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, and I'm very pleased today to get such good news. So many people are standing up today and starting to speak out against God's enemies and our republic's enemies in this nation. Those in high places that serve other masters, in other words, all 50 governors of every state is a globalist, working to set up this world government system and make America a satellite nation as a part of the UN, Marxist-controlled UN world government system, and, of course, the federal system. And so it's just good. It's just good to see that people are beginning to stand up and speak out, and it's causing our elected people to do the same thing. Is causing socialists, like I think I read you the other day, didn't I, about the wonderful article put out by a socialist in the World Socialist Association, how he's standing up, speaking out. He decided he doesn't want to be a slave, and he doesn't want his children and grandchildren to be slaves either. And so it's beginning to happen. But we've got to keep going and doing what we're doing, like at Republic Broadcasting Network here. We've got to keep reaching the multitude out there as fast as we can. to get this ball really rolling to where it won't stop. And it's beginning to roll, folks. Listen to this now. Representative Susan Lynn in Tennessee is asking for our support. And it says here the Tennessee Senate has passed an amazing bill to ban mercury in vaccines. I can hear the international crime families, the Bush crime family, cringing at this one, because we read you yesterday from the National Gulf War Research Center mail out that Bush has passed his BioShield Act providing mandatory inoculations. Well, in Tennessee, the inoculations can't have mercury in it, folks. They can't kill you with mercury, okay, in Tennessee if this passes. But we've got to get it passed. It's not passed yet. But anyway, here's what it says. Here's an excerpt from the actual bill, and it's House Bill 902. If you're listening from Tennessee, get involved, folks. We need to get House Bill 902 passed, because then other states will do the same thing. Excerpt from the bill reads thusly: within 180 days after the effective date of this act being passed, no immunizations administered to any person, including pregnant women, in Tennessee may contain mercury, trace amounts of mercury, or preservatives containing mercury, and any insurer shall not reimburse for immunizations containing mercury, trace amounts of mercury, or preservatives containing mercury. So it's just that simple, although you've got a lot of people that are in bed with the Bush crime family drug companies, these international crime families that control all the drug companies out there, folks, own and control them, and vaccine manufacturers, they control those too, own and control those. So you've got a lot of opposition. The drug companies put a lot of money in the pocket of state legislatures, governors, federal congresspersons, the White House, all of that. So here we go. Here's a bad situation in the legislature in the state of Tennessee. You have Speaker Jimmy Nyhoff, NYFA, I guess it is. Speaker Jimmy NYFA is on the board of directors at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. The medical director of St. Jude's, Dr. Morrow, is lobbying to kill this bill. They want to be able to use mercury on the children there. Please ask Speaker Nyhoff to recuse himself due to conflict of interest. Listen to this now. United States Code 10-98980, and that's United States Code 10, separate 980 from that, says this: despite the recent allowance of limited emergency research, legal interpretation of 10 U.S.C. 980 stipulates that institutional review boards must determine in cases where surrogate consent must be obtained from unconscious persons, children, mentally ill people, trauma patients. They must have consent of their people. What do you call them? They call them surrogate consent here. That the research is intended to give direct benefit to the subjects being tested. This has disallowed the use of surrogate consent for those trials, drug trials and vaccine trials, that involve a placebo or standard of care arm where participants do not receive any direct benefit. Now, that's in 10 U.S.C. 980. The news report in the Cincinnati NKY, whatever that is, must be a newspaper or something, news report there, says that an experimental vaccine that may or may not prove to be used against bird flu pandemic, nationally, 450 children and adults will be recruited to test this substance. Now, folks, the sad part about this is that when you have children's hospital like the children in St. Jude's Medical Hospital, and that's called, let's see, it's called Research Hospital, B, B, be very, very concerned, because without asking the person who has charge over the child, they will inoculate that child and use them as experimental vaccines on them. It's happened over and over again. So this is why, possibly why, Dr. Morrow, who is medical director at St. Jude's, is lobbying to kill this bill. Now, this is really strange, folks, because any person with any common sense out there who's been around for a few years know that mercury inside the body is a killer. Low doses can make you sick and can destroy organs and can make do bad things in the body. But if you have a compilation, if you keep getting more mercury, like in these vaccinations and the vaccines they give you, it can kill you, and especially young people and old people. So according to what we read yesterday from the National Gulf War Resource Center, 450,000 U.S. soldiers were experimented on in the Gulf with experimental drugs, and it's made 15,000 dead, and something like 150,000 are sick and very, very sick from it, I believe is the figure, and others are relatively sick from it, and they brought these biologicals home and given them to their families. They've somehow passed it on to family members who've been very, very ill and have suffered horrendously with needing surgery after surgery and so forth, because they've had somebody in the family that had these biologicals put in their system. So praise God for Tennessee Senate there. This amazing bill is before them now to ban mercury in vaccinations, in vaccines, House Bill 902. So Representative Susan Lynn, three cheers to you, sister. That's wonderful. Good to know that people are contacting their elected people and beginning to express their concerns, folks, and their elected people are beginning to do what they should do. All right, so that's good news. I want to take a minute, folks. First of all, let me tell you once again, the phone lines are open. I know you're out all out shopping tonight. Must be out Christmas shopping. But the number, if you'd like to call in and discuss anything you'd like to discuss, we still have a little time left, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Oh, okay, we just have a caller on the line. We have our sister Rita in Texas. Rita, thank you for calling in on the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're welcome. If I don't get an opportunity to say it before Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Rita. Same to you and your family.
Well, thank you. I wanted to share with you, Officer McLam, the more I listen to RBN and listen to the information, you mentioned something about the enemy of, you know, the enemies of the United States. I am thoroughly convinced that the enemy within the United States is the Jewish, are the Jews. I am so disgusted. I can't even turn television on just to even look at even news to see what the propaganda is going on, because of the proliferation of sexual perversion with regards to the glorification of homosexuality. It's disgusting.
It certainly is being glorified, isn't it?
Yes,
it
is.
Certainly is. Wow.
And
yeah.
Also, he has to be a Jew because his name is Rothschild. He's the one who's bringing to court one of the school districts that are trying to promote creationism as far as teaching is concerned.
Uh-huh.
And I am convinced the Jews are out here, and what they're doing is they have corrupted every bit of our society, and they are out to destroy Christianity. And they are out to use the government as a force of arms, just like the communists did, using the cops and the military to persecute the people. I am so disgusted with it. And I'm getting to the point right now, in fact, I'm getting much more brazen about it, and that is, I'm not going to remain silent anymore in the public place with regards to these people. Not only the so-called homosexuals. But, you know, Officer McLam, I cannot stand even the women and the men who flaunt their living together and cohabiting without the benefit of marriage. And I really fault a lot of the daggum churches for remaining silent, because by remaining silent, they have condoned this action. And even St. Paul said, rebuke the sinner. And I think that people need to start shunning and admonishing these people and shame them and keep them out of their circles. I'm just absolutely disgusted. This homosexuality is just something that is making me vomit horrendously inside. And I'm just disgusted.
Well, Rita, if you were not, you certainly wouldn't be the person that you are. If it didn't make you sick at your stomach, then you would be slapping God in the face and the Holy Scriptures and all good logic and sense along with it, sister. So I'm happy that it makes you upset.
Well,
one thing I want you to do is get a hold of us at our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter, if you would, and get Carol to send you out a book, okay? It's a book by Jack Bernstein, an Ashkenazi Jew, a good American patriot, who doesn't like what's going on with the Ashkenazi Gentile Jews, the most of which you're talking about today. You know, he married a Sephardic Jew, a real Jew, not a Gentile Jew, and he tells his story in here about what is really going on. And you and I are, it's a misnomer if we say it's the Jews doing it, because it is not the Jews doing what, they don't control Hollywood, they don't control the newspapers, it's the Ashkenazi Jews that control the media and Hollywood and are doing these things, and they're doing it for a reason, to destroy Americans' youth and destroy America. And so you're right on target there. But they're the Jews that God talked about in the Holy Scripture, Rita, that said they would call themselves Jews, but they're not. So I want you to get a hold of this book by Jack Bernstein. He was on our side. No, he just passed away. It's too bad, from cancer, and they may have injected him with it because the Ashkenazi Jews hate this book. But it's The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. And he is really outspoken here. He was an Ashkenazi Jew himself, but he's talking about what is really going on behind the scenes that make you and me say it is those darn Jews doing this. And according to him and many other Jewish writers that we have, and Jewish police officers and soldiers, they know that it isn't the Jews. Just like when the newspapers in the foreign countries read us say, it's those darn Americans doing this, darn Americans doing that. It's not us Americans doing it. It's our evil leadership that's doing these things. And that's the same with the Jewish society. It's their evil leadership that is doing these things, my sister. So please get a hold of Carol there at Aid and Abet. I'll give you out the phone number. And you call her and ask her what it costs. I don't even know, but she'll get you a copy of this very important book. And you may, it's a booklet, actually. It's a booklet. It looks like, I'll tell you how many pages it is. I'm holding it right here in my hand, 61 pages. And it is fantastic because it exposes the lie that when you and I look at a Jew, we say, there's one of those devilish Jews. Well, he exposes a lie that it isn't the Jews, just like it isn't the Americans leading us into this Antichrist world government system. It's our evil leadership. So would you do that, Rita?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Let me give you that phone number and ask Carol what it costs. There's a donation to it because we get them and they cost us money, okay, to get them to you. But this is a fantastic book. It's written by Jack Bernstein, B-E-R-N. S-T-E-I-N, Jack Bernstein, and he was a great American, I'm pretty sure he served in the military here, then he went over to Israel to try to help build Israel, and found out the big lie that it wasn't the Jews setting up this phony return to Israel over there, it was these Ashkenazi Marxist Zionist atheists that were doing that over there, okay? Okay, and here's that phone number. It's 208-935-7852. 208-935-7852. I would give you a price, and you could just write for it, but I don't know what it is. I've got my copy here, and there's no price on it. So give Carol a call, And let's start exposing the plot to malign all the Jews in the world because of this evil leadership of theirs that is destroying their reputations. Another place, Rita, you could go to Jews Against Zionism, and these Jews are totally against this evil, evil Jewish leadership there in Israel that are the Ashkenazi Jews from Eastern Europe that are not Jews at all. They're Gentiles that accepted Judaism in the 7th century and who have since thrown it out and become atheists. So they're really Gentiles faking it. They're faking this phony return to Israel. And we need to start getting the truth out about who's really behind the scenes in these things in America, in Israel, in Britain, and all over the world. Thanks, Rita, very much. God bless you, Rita. Take care. All right, we'll come back. And, Paul, you said somebody else is on the line? Okay, we'll be right back, folks, after the break and close out the program.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program. Yes, as our dear brothers and sisters in law enforcement and the military of Jewish extraction share this information with us, we pass it on to you. Yeah, just like Americans taking a bad rap for being Americans in the foreign press, they say America's doing this to the world. We're not doing it, and neither are the good Sephardic Jews over there in the Middle East doing it. That, matter of fact, they are really oppressed people over there. But let's go to our callers now. Let's go to Eric in Arkansas. Eric, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jack, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, brother.
on that last, how about if we just call these people bad people?
Bad people, that's right.
When we start lambasting Jews, we turn so many people off.
Yes,
sir. Stop listening. If you just say bad people, it clues everybody.
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's bad Baptists, and we need to talk about. There's bad Catholics. There's bad Jews. There's bad everybody out there. And I don't mind talking about it as long as we realize that blanket statements hardly are ever true. Right, Eric? When you say all of this is bad or all of that is bad,
that's right.
Usually you're always wrong.
If we just said bad people, that covers all of them.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we don't attack the good ones.
That's right. Yeah,
I was calling particularly. Yeah, I was calling Jackie. You read off that legislation in Tennessee about the mercury.
Yes.
And I was concerned about the wording. It said, including pregnant women.
Yeah, that's very strange.
That kind of phraseology could be very well construed to exclude everybody other than pregnant women.
Yeah. Well.
And so I think that they may need to be re-looking at that wording.
Well, no, I looked at it, and I did a double take on it too, Eric, but it reads okay. It's just that they didn't, when they said all persons, they didn't have to throw in there and pregnant women, because pregnant women are people.
That's correct.
So, you know, it's just an addendum there, an addition that wasn't necessary to be in there, but it doesn't distract from anybody else being covered. Is just a
I have some problem with that, because I think somebody like the ACLU could come in and say that wording is exclusionary from anybody else, because the list is to be included as just pregnant women. Anyway, that's a concern that might be considered.
Okay, all right.
And
I appreciate
earlier,
that. Eric.
In an earlier segment, you talked about the and this is when I dialed in was on the church's tax exempt status.
Yeah.
I expected you're probably familiar with Robin Wright and the Church of Kalia.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
sure
his excellent DVD on explaining about how the corporate church doesn't exist and all of that. And I was concerned in your remark, and I don't pretend to be an expert on this and would like to hear you expand on it,
okay,
as to whether or not you said that the church does not have, that all churches are tax exempt. And that may be true. I don't understand that exactly, but my understanding is that if a parishioner makes a contribution to a church and then deducts it from his income tax, that the IRS automatically classifies that church as a 501c church. And so that's my understanding. And, and I would like to hear you expand on that, because you stated that the churches are automatically tax exempt if that would apply.
Okay, Eric, listen, I'm going to try to get Andrew in Florida on here before we close out. So, yes, we can do that, brother. Thanks for bringing that up, okay? All right. Let's... do I hear the music in the background already? I certainly do. Andrew and Ralph, I'm so sorry. I was hoping to get to both of you. Let's see. We will have open phones tomorrow night on the second half of the program. Andrew in Florida and Ralph in Oklahoma, please call back tomorrow night. Hold your thought. We'll get you on the second half of the program. The first half I have a guest on, and then we'll open the lines up. So don't forget what you're wanting to ask. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Thank you for Frank, or rather Rita and Eric calling in tonight. Good thoughts. And we will be back tomorrow night, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.